my year of Germany. I visited Germany with my show WAG in September. I'm learning German and had to learn German phonetically for Blake Brooker's new play, Munich Now, which opens on Wednesday. I'm doing cabaret with Peter Hinton at the Shaw Festival. It's freaking me out. I love it. Synchronicity, a go-go. It really is strange when everything aligns and suddenly you find yourself sprechen Sie Deutsch and thinking Sie Deutsch all the time. Last night, Saturday, January 12th, I performed Nightingale Alley, a song cycle written by David Reimer. The lyrics are written by women 300 years ago in the 1700s, describing their experiences of being disenfranchised and forced by their economic realities into the lives of prostitution. The audience were fascinated that they were listening to women's voices from 300 years ago. Made me very, very emotional to share it with them. When I was in my mid-20s, I stumbled onto this really helpful thought that took care of my fear, onstage fear that maybe the audience wasn't with me or that they didn't like me or that they were judging me. I thought, I'm going to develop a formula and I'm going to decide that at least 50% of these people really dig me. And 50% of them might not, but I'm just going to worry about the 50% who dig me. And guess what? I might be fooling myself, but it works. The trend to apply corporate thinking to theater making. I'm very suspicious of it because it is quite often bottom-line thinking and dependent on profit margins, etc., etc. And let's all really keep it clear in our minds that that cuts into the desire on the artist's part to take a risk and do something a little more honest and dangerous. This is an apology of sorts because sometimes when I come downstairs from doing a show and I'm kind of, you know, you got that weird performer energy gleam going on under your skin and it's sort of thrilling to feel, but it's also kind of an uncomfortably close to fake feeling. And then you're walking up to all these people that you actually do want to have a real conversation with and your eyes are floating towards other people coming towards you. And anyway, I want to apologize for that because I feel like a big faker. When I told my 88-year-old mom that I had been appointed as a member of the Order of Canada, she sort of, oh, isn't that nice? Isn't that lovely? And then went on to talk about things going on in her life because she's, you know, her world is shrinking. And finally she said, now what is it with the order of the day? What do you get with that? And I said, well, it's actually the Order of Canada, mummy. And it's a really nice honor. She said, isn't that lovely? Isn't that lovely? Watching the Gob Squad in Calgary during the High Performance Rodeo as they bring a member out from the audience, place them behind the rear screen projection into the studio where they're remaking Warhol films, put a headset on them, and then speak quietly into a mic from the front of the house. And the audience member's face on camera, listening with extreme active listening, just gorgeous. Really wonderful observation. I'm preparing to sing some cabaret offerings at the end of the week, and rehearsal happens today with some of my great colleagues. We're going to sing from Blake Brooker and David Reimer's musical Dream Machine. Listen to this lyric. My body speaks, I think it is my God. Warmer than the nearest star. Cover me, don't make an enemy of the only light I see, the light that comes through me. Dig that low note. I guess I'm somebody who believes that it's important to stop and reflect every now and then and couple of the things I use in my own magical thinking are to reflect with tremendous gratitude, and also to remember from something from the Yoga Vashishta, which is to be thankful and offer in worship everything that comes to you unasked for.